This is the reading for July 25th, Proverbs 14. A wise woman strengthens her family, but a foolish woman destroys hers by what she does. People who live good lives respect the Lord, but those who live evil lives don't. Fools will be punished for their proud words, but the words of the wise will protect them. When there are no oxen, no food is in the barn, but with a strong ox, much grain can be grown. A truthful witness does not lie, but a false witness tells nothing but lies. Those who make fun of wisdom look for it and do not find it, but knowledge comes easily to those with understanding. Stay away from fools, because they can't teach you anything. A wise person will understand what to do, but a foolish person is dishonest. Fools don't care if they sin, but honest people work at being right. No one else can know your sadness, and strangers cannot share your joy. The wicked person's house will be destroyed, but a good person's tent will still be standing. Some people think they are doing right, but in the end, it leads to death. Someone who is laughing may be sad inside, and joy may end in sadness. Evil people will be paid back for their evil ways, and good people will be rewarded for their good ones. Fools will believe anything, but the wise think about what they do. Wise people are careful and stay out of trouble, but fools are careless and quick to act. Someone with a quick temper does foolish things, but someone with understanding remains calm. Fools are rewarded with nothing but more foolishness, but the wise are rewarded with knowledge. Evil people will bow down to those who are good. The wicked will bow down at the door of those who do right. The poor are rejected even by their neighbors, but the rich have many friends. It is a sin to hate your neighbor, but being kind to the needy brings happiness. Those who make evil plans will be ruined, but those who plan to do good will be loved and trusted. Those who work hard make a profit, but those who only talk will be poor. Wise people are rewarded with wealth, but fools only get more foolishness. A truthful witness saves lives, but a false witness is a traitor. Those who respect the Lord will have security, and their children will be protected. Respect for the Lord gives life. It is like a fountain that can save people from death. A king is honored when he has many people to rule, but a prince is ruined if he has none. Patient people have great understanding, but people with quick temper show their foolishness. Peace of mind means a healthy body, but jealousy will rot your bones. Whoever mistreats the poor insults their maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honors God. The wicked are ruined by their own evil, but those who do right are protected even in death. Wisdom lives in those with understanding, and even fools recognize it. Doing what is right makes a nation great, but sin will bring disgrace to any people. A king is pleased with a wise servant, but he will become angry with one who causes him shame. Ezra chapter 5. The prophets Haggai and Zechariah, a descendant of Iddo, prophesied to the Jewish people in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel who was over them. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, son of Jozadak, started working again to rebuild the temple of God in Jerusalem. And the prophets of God were there helping them. At that time, Tattenai, the governor of Trans-Euphrates, and Shethar-Bozenai and their fellow workers went to the Jewish people and asked, "Who gave you permission to rebuild this temple and fix these walls?" They also asked, "What are the names of the men working on this building?" But their God was watching over the older leaders of the Jewish people. The builders were not stopped until a report could go to King Darius and his written answer could be received. This is a copy of the letter that was sent to King Darius by Tattenai, the governor of Trans-Euphrates, Shethar-Bozenai, and the other important officers of Trans-Euphrates. This is what was said in the report they sent to him. To King Darius, greetings. May you have peace. King Darius, you should know that we went to the district of Judah where the temple of the great God is. The people are building that temple with large stones, and they are putting timbers in the walls. They are working very hard and are building very fast. We ask their older leaders who gave you permission to rebuild this temple and these walls. We also asked for their names, and we wrote down the names of their leaders so you would know who they are. This is the answer they gave to us. We are the servants of the God of heaven and earth. We are rebuilding the temple that a great king of Israel built and finished many years ago. But our ancestors made the God of heaven angry, so he handed them over to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, who destroyed this temple and took the people to Babylon as captives. Later, in the first year Cyrus was king of Babylon, he gave a special order for this temple to be rebuilt. Cyrus brought out from the temple in Babylon the gold and silver bowls and pans that came from the temple of God. Nebuchadnezzar had taken them from the temple in Jerusalem and had put them in the temple in Babylon. Then King Cyrus gave them to Sheshbazzar, his appointed governor. Cyrus said to him, "Take these gold and silver bowls and pans and put them back in the temple in Jerusalem and rebuild the temple of God where it was." So Sheshbazzar came and laid the foundations of the temple of God in Jerusalem. From that day until now, the work has been going on, but it is not yet finished. Now, if the king wishes, let a search be made in the royal records of Babylon. See if King Cyrus gave an order to rebuild this temple in Jerusalem. Then let the king write us and tell us what he has decided. Ezra chapter 6. So King Darius gave an order to search the records kept in the treasury in Babylon. A scroll was found in Ecbatana, the capital city of Media. This is what was written on it. Note, King Cyrus gave an order about the temple of God in Jerusalem in the first year he was king. This was the order. Let the temple be rebuilt as a place to present sacrifices. Let its foundations be laid. It should be 90 feet high and 90 feet wide. It must have three layers of large stones and then one layer of timbers. The cost should be paid from the king's treasury. The gold and silver utensils from the temple of God should be put back in their places. Nebuchadnezzar took them from the temple in Jerusalem and brought them to Babylon, but they are to be put back in the temple of God in Jerusalem. Now then, Tattenai, governor of Trans-Euphrates, Shethar-Bozenai, and all the officers of that area, stay away from there. Do not bother the work on that temple of God. Let the governor of the Jewish people and the older Jewish leaders rebuild this temple where it was before. Also, I order you to do this for those older leaders of the Jewish people who are building this temple. The cost of the building is to be fully paid from the royal treasury, from taxes collected from Trans-Euphrates. Do this so the work will not stop. Give those people anything they need, young bulls, male sheep, or lambs for burnt offerings to the God of heaven, or wheat, salt, wine, or olive oil. Give the priests in Jerusalem anything they ask for every day without fail. Then they may offer sacrifices pleasing to the God of heaven, and they may pray for the life of the king and his sons. Also, I give this order. If anyone changes this order, a wood beam is to be pulled from his house and driven through his body. Because of his crime, make his house a pile of ruins. God has chosen Jerusalem as the place he is to be worshipped. May he punish any king or person who tries to change this order and destroy this temple. I, Darius, have given this order. Let it be obeyed quickly and carefully. So Tattenai, the governor of Trans-Euphrates, Shethar-Bozenai, and their fellow workers carried out King Darius' order quickly and carefully. The older Jewish leaders continued to build and were successful because of the preaching of Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, a descendant of Edo. They finished building the temple as the God of Israel had commanded and as King Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes of Persia had ordered. The temple was finished on the third day of the month of Adar in the sixth year Darius was king. Then the people of Israel celebrated and gave the temple to God to honor him. Everybody was happy, the priests, the Levites, and the rest of the Jewish people who had returned from captivity. They gave the temple to God by offering 100 bulls, 200 male sheep, and 400 lambs as sacrifices. And as an offering to forgive the sins of all Israel, they offered 12 male goats, one goat for each tribe in Israel. Then they put the priests and the Levites into their separate groups. Each group had a certain time to serve God in the temple at Jerusalem, as it is written in the book of Moses. The Jewish people who returned from captivity celebrated the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. The priests and Levites had made themselves clean. Then the Levites killed the Passover lambs for all the people who had returned from captivity, for their relatives, the priests, and for themselves. So all the people of Israel who returned from captivity ate the Passover lamb, so did the people who had given up the unclean ways of their non-Jewish neighbors in order to worship the Lord, the God of Israel. For 7 days they celebrated the Feast of Unleavened Bread in a joyful way. The Lord had made them happy by changing the mind of the king of Assyria, so that he helped them in the work on the temple of the God of Israel.
Chapter 4.
So brothers and sisters, I love you and miss you. You are my joy and my crown. Therefore, dear friends, keep your relationship with the Lord firm. I encourage both Euodia and Syntyche to have the attitude the Lord wants them to have. Yes, I also ask you, Sisugus, my true partner, to help these women. They fought beside me to spread the good news along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the Book of Life. Always be joyful in the Lord. I'll say it again. Be joyful. Let everyone know how considerate you are. The Lord is near. Never worry about anything. But in every situation, let God know what you need in prayers and requests while giving thanks. Then God's peace, which goes beyond anything we can imagine, will guard your thoughts and emotions through Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, keep your thoughts on whatever is right or deserves praise. Things that are true, honorable, fair, pure, acceptable, or commendable. Practice what you've learned and received from me, what you heard and saw me do. Then the God who gives this peace will be with you. The Lord has filled me with joy because you again showed interest in me. You were interested but did not have an opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I'm in any need. I've learned to be content in whatever situation I'm in. I know how to live in poverty or prosperity. No matter what the situation, I've learned the secret of how to live when I'm full or when I'm hungry, when I have too much or when I have too little. I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, it was kind of you to share my troubles. You Philippians also know that in the early days when I left the province of Macedonia to spread the good news, you were the only church to share your money with me. You gave me what I needed and you received what I gave you. Even while I was in Thessalonica, you provided for my needs twice. It's not that I'm looking for a gift. The opposite is true. I'm looking for your resources to increase. You have paid me in full and I have more than enough. Now that Epaphroditus has brought me your gifts, you have filled my needs. Your gifts are a soothing aroma, a sacrifice that God accepts and with which he is pleased. My God will richly fill your every need in a glorious way through Christ Jesus. Glory belongs to our God and Father forever. Amen. Greet everyone who believes in Christ Jesus. The brothers and sisters who are with me send greetings to you. All God's people here, especially those in the emperor's palace, greet you. May the goodwill of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.